Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Horsham.
Hope you're well.
Nice to see you all.
I'm a little bit nervous because it's quite a subject that I'm going to talk about, which is a bit of a subject that we maybe rather maybe avoid or because we don't have an answer, we don't really talk about it. But it's about prayer. We are still in the month of talking about prayer. I've been talking about how to hear God, the authority that God has given us. We've been talking about lots of things regarding to prayer. But this morning I'm going to talk about, but what if God does not answer prayer? That's quite a thing, because it's a thing of, does he answer all our prayers? Does he hear all our prayers? Does he listen to all our prayers? Why does he not answer? And why does he, why? Like, maybe you are very super spiritual and you are the one who knows, no, it's fine and it is fine. But I just want you to let your heart open a little bit, because maybe you've been praying for very long for someone who is really not well, and that person is still not really well. And you've been praying for months, maybe for years, and that person is still maybe the same or worse. Or maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a friend, maybe not even about their health, it's maybe about your job situation. It's about a situation that you're struggling with and you just do not see the answer. And you're praying, you're on your knees, and you just don't see it. And I would like to talk to you about that. Is that okay? Great. And you know, it's so funny, because I believe with all of my heart that God is good. Like Pastor Jonathan was saying, the greatness of God is be found everywhere. It's everywhere. It's here. You are. We are. But yet, there are things I cannot explain, and I cannot, why? That is the question. But I'm going to go through it. So bear with me. I don't have all the answers. That's also a little bit like that. I don't know it all. But also, I think I wanted to just open the subject and see where it goes. I've prepared some things, but I will also say some things also from my journey, where I'm at, to help you. So I just wanted to actually go to Mark 14 to start with. And it is a great way is to actually look at how Jesus prayed. We know the Lord's Prayer: Our Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, let your kingdom come, that let your will be done. That's how he taught us to pray. And that's a good prayer for us to pray. It's a good prayer for us to repeat it. It's not for nothing that it's called the Lord's Prayer. It's powerful. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done. That is that prayer. But what, when we go to Mark 14, that is the prayer that he prayed in Gethsemane. And verse 32, Mark 14, verse 32, it says, they, so his disciples and Jesus, went to a place called Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. He says, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. He said to them, stay here and keep watch. Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Ouch. Ouch. What happened there? Jesus asking the three closest people to come with him. And they even fell asleep. They fell asleep. They stopped praying. It was Jesus entirely by himself. Ouch! Alone, on his knees, by himself. How would you feel? Maybe you feel sometimes like that. Am I the only one that is praying? But what I love about this passage is, that's a beautiful sound. What I love about this passage is Jesus here is wrestling with the Father. He's wrestling. He knows with you everything is possible. But he has to come to that place. But not my will, but your will be done. And in that place, he didn't stand in the face of this and say, God, I know you're a king and it's good to do and it's good to know. But he surrendered. He went on his knees. His approach was surrender. Everything out of his hands, everything out of his heart, everything out to the Father. That is what his posture is. What is your posture? What is our posture when we pray? What is our posture? Do I know I've got it all together? Do I know it's fine? What is my posture maybe a bit proud? Is it a bit like, well, I know it's fine. I'll just do my plan. But who knows that God says in his word, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. Is that our posture? Is our posture to let everything go before the throne of the Father? Or is it holding it tightly because it's safe, it's secure? You know, let our posture be that posture of surrender. And I want to also tell a story how I surrendered and how what a journey it is to pray. Because God, does he answer all prayers? Not in the way we want, not in the way we think. And it's quite a personal story, so I think that's why I'm a bit nervous. But you know, like in December, you know, I was pregnant for 10 weeks. We were so excited. And then we lost we think it's a little boy. And now, what was that? Did I not pray enough? Did I not have enough faith? Did we not have enough faith? Did I not pray the right prayer? Did I not pray? What happened? You know, it's a hard journey. It's a sad journey. And I, you know, in those things, it has got nothing to do with my prayers. Like my prayer is not fixated on what I pray. It's the power of Jesus. And we know, and I'm not going to give you now the answer of, but what I believe, we live in a fallen world and things happen. things happen. I can and look back and, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have eaten that. Oh, maybe I should have prayed more. Maybe I should have sat down. You know, there, and we know all of us, we go through the things of, have I done this? Have I? Should I have prayed? Oh, that person has passed away. Or that, and it's like, we have to step back and let Jesus be Jesus. Let God be God. I can't explain. I cannot explain. But you know, and that's what I wanted to share with you. What is the posture in this journey? What is the mentality that I have in my head in this journey? You know, I've been on my knees. We've both been on our knees, crying, wrestling with God. And maybe you are on your journey wrestling with God. And I would encourage you, don't stop. Keep going. You know, keep going. God is God. God is our Father. He is good. And we know that God turns everything for good because that is who He is. That is what He says in His word. You know, and it's so easy to actually put our faith in how we pray. It's put our faith in what we say. It's nothing to do with that. It's to do with who Jesus is and who God is. You know, God is all powerful. Is like, I can't even imagine how powerful it is, how powerful He is. It's incredible. But it's so important within that journey to keep your eyes fixed on that and not on the circumstances. Oh, why is it like this? It's so important to keep our eyes fixed on God. And I just wanted to share some things. If you are going through this journey of why is this not answered? And I don't have, I've studied like a few years ago, I studied theology and mission. And I thought, I'm going to actually look about to the thing. Okay, so why does God not answer prayer? Just don't do that. You know, just don't do that. Because there are so many opinions. Scholars say this. Those people say that. And I remember when I was sharing, like when I was going to uni, and it was theology. And I thought it would be helpful for me to study that because I will get to know more. Some things is very good to study. Some things are really not good to study. Just keep that aside because you just doubt. You start to think, is that like, no. So just a little advice. Just don't study too many scholars or... So in your journey of... something is not being answered. And we know from one another, some things you're struggling with are not being answered. But I want you to, share what can you do when things are not being answered. But let's say, for example, if you are in pain, you know, and you don't see the healing, you don't see the outcome, keep believing. Keep believing. I want to say that. Keep believing. Don't stop praying because God is still God, but find purpose in your pain. You know, if you are struggling with a thing or struggling with someone who's not yet saved, find a purpose in it. God wants you to be blessed. He doesn't always want to fix you straight away. You know, He doesn't want to just do that and bang. Of course, that's who He is because God is a God. And that's why I find this so funny because I believe God is a God who heals. But sometimes it doesn't go straight away. But what to do when it doesn't go straight away? Find the purpose in your pain. Find a strength in your heart that keeps going, that keeps you walking forward. God doesn't, and I was actually listening to Pete Pray, mean, I know he's the 24/7 prayer overseer here in England, and he does Dirty Glory, and he does God on Mute, and he has books about it. And it was so beautiful to see, because his wife is really not well, and his wife is chronically ill, and she has been through many things. And as she said, and I really found it so nice, I'm not going to wait for God to heal me. I want to live now. I want to find the purpose that he has for me now. Because if I'm going to wait, I can wait for years. But God has a purpose for us right now. He has a purpose for you right now. Whether you're healed or not, whether you see the answer or not, he has a purpose. Find your purpose. Find your word. Find your scripture. Find your, what do you do? And I just love that. And then also I had this, and I remember that for myself, and it's good for me to pick it up. But you know, the scars that you are carrying, wear them as medals. Wear them as trophies. The scars, the hurt that you're going through, don't just present them to everyone. But God is working. He's working in your pain. But it's, do you allow it? Do you allow to make that pain your medal? Your deepest tragedy, your deepest ouch could be the greatest gift of the world, of your world, of our world. But do we let him? Do we let him go in that pain? You know, do we allow our hearts to completely soften? Do we allow to see, okay, and that's about unanswered prayer, but it's also about the journey we're walking on. Whatever pain it is, do you allow the Savior of the world in your heart so that he can make that pain into a medal, into a trophy? Because he's a God of grace. You know, he's a God that is a God of grace. He wants you to stand before someone and say, you know, I'm in pain. This is happening, but I know. But I know. And let that but never stop you. Let you never stay stuck in that. What is it? But no, you know, yeah. And then I actually also wanted to go to Psalm 22. I'm actually not going to read it all, so don't put it on. But what I really liked, also reading about Jesus again, and then this is on the cross in Psalm 22, and I already said it a little bit, but Jesus said on the cross, but he quoted, and that's what I wanted to say. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Now, what I found very interesting in this is, this was Psalm 22 that David actually wrote much before Jesus' time. But when Jesus was on the cross, he quoted the Bible, he quoted scripture, he quoted something that someone has said before. Find your quote. Find your psalm. I love psalms. And Kaiser, do you not have a board of psalms? Not that he thinks I should, but you know, like, there's so much richness in the word. And in your storm, in your whatever you are going through, or I don't know, or you know someone, encourage those people, go back to the word of God. That's where we find our strength. That's where we find. And I remember, I was thinking that yesterday evening when Kai and me got together, that was a week before. We always say that's like one of the most awful weeks of our lives, because we decided not to be together for a week or for a few days or 2 weeks. Oh, gosh. But I remember sitting on the piano where I was living at that time. And I said to God, I had a whole notebook. I had like pages and pages of not writing about Kai, but you know, like I believed this was the word of God. It was in my head, you know? So I told God said this and God said that, God said that. And I had to come to the place of surrender where I even ripped off those things. What I thought he said, I just completely had to go back to who God was and who, not in what he does, but who he is. And that was for me one of the, I even had to rip up all those things that I thought he said. Some were scriptures, but some were maybe also in my head. I didn't, but it was, I needed to come to the core of who God is. That's where we have to go to. And your unanswered prayer, go completely to the core of who God is. And who is he? His promises never fail. He never fails. His love never fails. His goodness follows us day after day. That goodness can look different than my goodness. You know, we can interpret goodness in a way. Oh, I think it looks like that. Actually, God is always good, but maybe it looks in a looks like a different way than I think it is. But go back to the core of who God is. Don't go to, oh, do you think that prophet says this or that this? It can encourage us, but go to the core of who God is very much. So, yeah, I wanted to also say be persistent. Be persistent. Don't give up. We've been talking a few weeks ago about persevering. Persevering. And you know, glory, glory and, wait, go together. Glory and suffering. Suffering and glory. Suffering and glory go hand in hand. It's not just suffering. It's not just glory. Is both. Suffering and glory go hand in hand. And if you say, why does God not answer prayer? We are living in a fallen world. It's not an excuse, it's a reality. But know that in that fallen world, God is a God of goodness. God is a God that never stops. And in Psalm 114, and that's who we believe that God is. And we were reading that the other day. And I just love that. I just hung on that. It says he splits open boulders and brings up bubbling water. Gushing streams burst forth when he is near. Now, when you look at this, a boulder, you know, and that's where my answer, that's where I know that God answers prayer. He is the one who splits open boulders. And I can imagine a boulder can be small like this. But imagine that a boulder, a rock, is big. God is always able to split those rocks. When we persevere, when we pray, and when we pray, like this hammer, and we said it in church in the home the other day, it's like, keep banging on that rock. You know, your prayer matters, it matters, and it matters. Now, does your prayer do something? No, but the power of God does. In it, the power of God does. And then he just doesn't split it, but he brings up bubbling water. He brings up life. He brings a freshness. He brings up green. He brings up like fresh living water, gushing streams burst forth when he is near. You know, in your prayer, you know, in your not answered prayer, let him come near, because he is the one who splits. He's the one who opens. He's the one who wants to gush forth. Do you let him? Or do you let that boulder? And I think one of those boulders could be that you doubt. Oh God, are you here? Are you answering? Are you? That could be in the way. And we have to lay that doubt down and say, God, take it all. Could be fear. But what if that doesn't happen? Could also be a rock. It could be that boulder that's actually in the way of that living water. What is the thing that unblocks you? And he wants to, no, what is the way that you are blocked? He wants to unblock you. He wants you to get rid of that fear, get rid of that anxiety or that question, what if? Because actually, if you are stuck in that why not, he can't release you into further things. You know those questions? I always had this question, why did my brother die? Why did he pass away? I needed to go beyond that question. Because that question is a stumbling block. I'm stuck. But I had to go past and say, God, I know you're still good. And now I can see the fruit. But I had to go past that questions. Yeah? So don't stay stuck in your questions. And then Isaiah 55, verse 12, it says, and we love that one. I think, Janet, that's one of your favorite scriptures, but we had it the other day in the prayer meeting. And it says, you will go out in joy and be led forth. I like this, led forth. We had it in a prayer meeting and it was sing forth, spring forth, be led forth. You know, like it's that God always wants to move us forward as a church. He always wants to move us forward. And says, be led forth in peace. And then I like this one. It says, the mountains and hills will burst into song before you and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. In your desert, in your wilderness, even the mountains, what did they do? They burst into songs. Can we burst into songs? Even if you're in a dry place, even if you're in an unanswered prayer place, where you think, what is going on? Start to sing. Start to worship. Start to burst forth thanksgiving, because God never changes. He never stops. And I'm speaking right now in my situation, our situation. I know he never changes. I know. Do I see every prayer answered? No. Do I wish it? It would be great. But I'm not going to stay stuck there. And I will be tested by this because I'm speaking this out. You know, what you say is what you get tested for. But you know, he doesn't change. He doesn't stop. So that was kind of the end of this message. I was okay, but we felt also for this morning that we just wanted to stand together. I don't know where we are in. Some of us are maybe out of the unanswered prayers, answered in a different way. Maybe you're still in there. Oh, I don't know what to do. And when we were talking about it yesterday, and also at the moment, as us as Kingdom, we're running with standing shoulders to shoulder, standing side by side. And also, you're not alone in your prayer, even though it feels like you are alone. But we are a church family, standing together, believing with you. We're believing for husbands, for wives, spouses to be saved, to be made whole. You know, we're standing together and it's persevering in prayer. So shall we, did you want to say something? Because you had something.
No, I just explain a few steps. I think that was really something in our conversation that we, thank you, by the way, well done. that we said actually for us all to know that we're not alone on that journey. And so what we wanted to do is just all of us to stand shoulder to shoulder somehow if we fit in the circle. So if you can stretch yourself a little bit, wake up a little bit. If you can't stand, maybe sit on the front row, just take a seat. But let's make sure we're all next to each other, that there's no in front or behind. No cuddling in church. No, I'm just gonna just all be together. Oh, we can come round, there's space here somewhere. There's still space. Come, we can make a circle by the cross. Someone needs real grace. You're gonna go here. And as you find your space, yeah. Yeah, I'll just keep it. Is it a bit loud by the speaker? Sorry. Just as you find your space, you can sit if that's difficult otherwise, but just look around you and see that you're not alone. Can you see that? Otherwise, open your eyes. If you can't see, your eyes are closed. And just look around you and just breathe. And what we actually, is something Clive and Jane have been sort of sharing with us and a few others about in this season, there's a real something about standing together, knowing you're not alone, shoulder to shoulder, and say, actually, I'm standing with you. I'm praying for you. I'm walking this with you. So I'm just, I know I'm repeating myself, but I want your mind to absorb and your heart to understand that you're not alone. And then what we felt was just to bless one another. So just for a few minutes, in a minute, wait, don't rush off. Just pray for the person next to you. Not like, hallelujah. But just as you're standing, thank you, Lord, for this person. Thank you for that person. If you're comfortable and the person's comfortable, you can put a hand on the shoulder or just stand. You don't have to ask them what to pray for. Just pray. Just bless them. You know, like Pete Greig said in that story about his wife saying, I'm going to find my purpose and I'm going to be blessed. Now, as you pray, God might give you something and you feel like, oh, that scripture is really, I really have that on my heart for this person. Then afterwards, just share it with them. That maybe you had no idea about their situation, but actually God gave you an encouragement or something. But let's really pray together. And after that, we're just going to go into one more song called The Goodness of God, just to all respond that together. But is that okay? For now, we just bless each other. A couple of minutes, is that okay?
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.